Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, May 18th. Elon Musk is hinting at the next-generation Tesla Roadster beating Rimac Nevera's newly achieved performance record. After the recent announcement of the timeline of the Roadster, which Musk said they would hopefully be designed this year, Rimac announced that their electric hypercar, the Nevera, just beat a bunch of new records. Even though they operate in vastly different segments, considering that the Nevera is $2 million and the Tesla Roadster is said to start at $250,000, this hasn't stopped comparisons from both inside and outside of the companies. Musk was asked if the next-generation Roadster would beat the Nevera's newly established 0-60 mph acceleration record, and the CEO simply answered, "Lol." Now, although this isn't legal proof by any means, the social implication is scoffing and dismissing. This hints at Tesla planning for a new Roadster to have a quicker acceleration. Not only could they beat the 0-60 acceleration in 1.74 seconds, but some have suggested that an acceleration as quick as 1.1 seconds for the Roadster equipped with the SpaceX package would be possible. Tesla is evidently still planning to make the CyberQuad as it filed for a trademark for the electric ATV. When Tesla unveiled the Cybertruck back in 2019, had a little one more thing moment on stage when they introduced the Tesla CyberQuad electric ATV. They were showing off the Cybertruck's payload capacity at the time. Now, it wasn't clear whether Tesla planned on making the electric ATV available, but Musk later confirmed that it would be an option for Cybertruck buyers. Tesla and Radio Flyer released a child-size version, which was later recalled, but Electrek has now learned that Tesla has filed for a CyberQuad trademark last week. Not much is known about the quad when it comes to specs and features, but it is expected to fit nicely in the bed of a Cybertruck. BMW's first electric 5 Series sedan, the i5, is just days away from its global debut. And before that, new images of it were leaked, and from the first look, it actually looks impressive. The new electric sedan features a cleaner front end, as opposed to the typically bulky BMW profile that we're used to, although the hood does look rather long. The automaker's iconic kidney grille, looking as big as ever. The i5 looks more aerodynamic and slimmer than the larger i7, but it does incorporate a similar design. According to Chrysler's new chief designer, Ralph Giles, the brand's first fully electric vehicle will not look like or be called the Airflow, which was a concept officially unveiled at CES last year. The Airflow concept was based on Chrysler's RU platform, which was used for the Pacifica minivan, but the new production version will sit on the parent company's STLA large dedicated EV platform. I'm not sure how they plan on qualifying this next goal, but Chrysler is aiming to be a leader in advanced technology with their first EV launch in 2025. The news comes after Chrysler said in an interview with Automotive News that they would introduce a completely redesigned 300 successor, being electric. EV startup Canoe just scored a tasty partnership, more than likely. Chick-fil-A may be set to use Canoe EVs, according to the automaker's latest social media post. Canoe posted on Twitter, "When we said multi-purpose LDV, we do it, plus." They then tag names of their current partners, and then at the end of the list, put Chick-fil-A. Now, the picture that they posted appears to be a new variant of their vehicle, suggesting a new, hopefully large-scale partnership, at least large enough to warrant a new style of vehicle. Canoe has been impressing with their skills at scoring big orders. Last year, they were on the verge of shutting down, but after orders from Walmart, NASA, the U.S. Army, and Schindler Elevator, things are looking up. Provided they reach production, of course. Volvo and Polestar-owned Geely announced that they have raised their stake in Aston Martin to 17% as part of a new relationship agreement. This more than doubled their previously announced 7.6% ownership, but now they are the third largest shareholder. The decision to increase their ownership comes as Geely's chairman and founder, Eric Li, expressed, quote, "confidence in the company's growth prospects, its technologies, and its management team." Now, although Aston Martin has yet to release their fully electric vehicle, the company plans to launch one by 2025. In today's community comment found on YouTube, yesterday I asked which car companies you thought would go under in the next 12 months. Most of you agreed that in some form or another, a lot of them will be kept afloat. either from prior investment companies or perhaps a total buyout. And to be clear, a total buyout or filing for bankruptcy isn't the same thing, but as far as these discussions go of companies going under or closing their doors, we're just going to agree that we're speaking in wide generalities and move forward with that. So here's my take on it. I think Lordstown is going to go under. I don't really know if there's a whole lot that anyone can do about that one. After that, Nikola and perhaps a rival. Aptera is currently on the ropes, and I don't know if they're going to make it. They have a lot of community support, but as far as I know, there are no big names backing them. Lucid and Rivian, I think, will last the year, but after that, I'm not too sure. Both companies need to be at this game for a very long time before they see anything close to profitability, but I think Rivian has a bigger shot at thriving, not just surviving, in the long term. Peering into the crystal ball a little bit and looking a few years down the road, I think that Legacy Auto will always be around in some form or another, but which ones will have to sell out after not surviving all on their own? My first thought is to look towards Japan. I'm going to guess that whatever's left of Subaru's independence will be eaten up by Toyota. Mazda 2 could be swallowed up. Of course, that's assuming that the bigger Japanese companies have money to spend on this. Sony is already spending a lot of money to enter the auto space, but they have taken top billing over Honda on their most recent project. We may see most shakeups in the land of the rising sun. But that's my take on it. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.